Good morning, Utah. This is Bradley Vernon with Utah Climate Center. It's been the return of the ridge lately, which sounds like a bad knockoff space movie, but that's been the primary cause behind our well above average temperatures over the past few weeks. We've got a little wiggle moving through this afternoon, which should bring some cooler temperatures up north, before hopefully a bigger pattern change come next week. For today, though, that little wiggle should bring a dry cold front to the northern half of the state, keeping daytime highs in the mid to upper 50s for most of the Wasatch Front. You'll tap out in the mid 70s for Cedar City and upper 80s down in St. George. Chance for some scattered high elevation sprinkles as it moves through, along with elevated winds across the state. By tomorrow, you could wake up to freezing temperatures in places like Cache Valley, so if you got a head start on planting season, maybe bring what you can inside or cover up anything that's stuck outside overnight. Come the weekend, we should start warming back up across the state, with some of the models showing another wiggle moving through by Sunday, though with limited confidence on that one. What looks more promising is what's on the other side of that, around a week from now, that could bring much more widespread precipitation. While a lot of the systems on the horizon have fallen apart before they got here, there's pretty good agreement among the models and agencies on active weather making a return in the extended forecast. Thank you for listening. This has been Bradley Vernon with Utah Climate Center.